Hurricane Irene has come and gone, but the need for help continues. The Salvation Army remains on the scene along the East Coast, doing damage assessment and helping evacuees and volunteers.
They're receiving significant requests for mass care after the power outages, the downed power lines, trees, and the local flooding. Thousands of the evacuees are housed in shelters across the area, especially those who live in low-lying areas that are prone to storm surges.
Ruth Ann Shore with the Salvation Army of Dane County says the organization has already provided lodging to hundreds of people and served over 40,000 meals to first responders and evacuees in coastal states by Monday morning. The hurricane may be gone, but there are widespread power outages, downed power lines and trees, and localized flooding.
That means that there are people who are in need of assistance. When they don't have power, they generally come to the shelters. The last I heard was we had about 370 of our canteens ready to feed as needed, and we could feed up to 200,000 people a day.
Shore says the Salvation Army money goes a lot further than in-kind contributions due to the time and cost of transporting supplies across the country. Money is used to replenish food supplies. Perhaps the easiest and safest way to contribute would be simply to text the donation. To make a one-time $10 contribution, text the word Storm to the number 80888. Irene is being blamed for over three dozen deaths. Nearly 6 million customers were without power at peak outages. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.